Ellington, let's stay right there, is a really interesting part of this offense. He's a weapon. He's a chess piece of sorts.
Well, they run him on those fake end-arounds, fake jet sweeps, and sometimes they give it to him on those, and he's a smart player. You saw when Watson got into the offense, Ellington was a big part of it right off the bat, and they needed him to be. They needed him to step up. They had injuries. And I think that Ellington in year two with the Texans in this system, you're going to see a whole lot more out of him. It'll be really fun to see what Bill O'Brien adds to the mix.
It's a great point you bring up, because you got to remember, he came in basically in the middle of training camp, just popped up one day in West Virginia, and the Texans reaped the benefits. But now, like you're saying, he's got some more time. And there's also more pieces that have been added to this offense. Yeah. Sammy Coates is a wide receiver that comes to you. Big, fast. You see where you wonder what he's going to wind up doing, but this offense as a whole, pretty fun to look at, possibility-wise, what might be there.
Well, you have the high scorer, if you will, in DeAndre Hopkins. It's not just about touchdowns, but it's about yards gained and key third down conversions. And then you look at what Will Fuller can do in a full healthy year with Watson. That's going to be amazing, because you talked about his touchdown catches earlier, and we've been talking about it all offseason. And then add Ellington, Coates, and Braxton Miller is still on this roster.
It's year three for him. This is going to be a pivotal year for him.
It's a huge year for him. And again, with Watson, we've seen him make other people around him better, as the cliche goes, but it's literal with him. So everybody's going to benefit, Ellington among them. I'm really glad they re-signed him, because they made an investment in him. They took a bit of a risk. They knew about his hamstring injury. We've told that story before, how it was unique, but they felt like they could keep him healthy. Ultimately, he did get hurt, but he contributed a lot. They need more in 2018.
Yeah, and we've heard from Deshaun Watson. He's throwing to players who are around the building and whatnot, and he, along with the rest of this offense, very, very excited for what's to come in 2018. Coming up on Texans 360, big moves made in the AFC South as Mark and I break it all down for you. Don't go anywhere.